The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, the 22nd of July here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Thanks for tuning in this morning, the thousands of you out there. Gives me a warm feeling to know that you're starting your day off with us and Sue. So, good morning. 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here to spicing up the day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So what did you do yesterday?
I went and played golf.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You like golf?
I do.
Where'd you play at?
Down at Churn Creek.
Churn Creek? Okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. I moved hay.
Same.
What national day do we have today?
It's National Hammock Day.
Ooh.
You know,
yeah.
It's National Mango Day.
Mango.
Yeah. It's about all I got.
They had I knew some people in Hawaii had a mango tree in their yard, but it went over their house. They would, during mango season, they get awakened in the middle of the night by mangoes dropping on their roof.
It was like, yeah.
Dud, 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 dud.
Pretty loud, probably.
Oh, yeah. They were, oh, look at all the mangoes we have. And, you know, first time they had a wind and they got mangoed. Today's weather is, let me see. Oh, sunny and hot with a high near 97. We could get wind gusts today as high as 23 miles per hour. So watch what you're doing out there. Don't cause any sparking. Clear tonight with a low around 67, and it's going to be like that. Really, I think Sunday says 100. Everything else is going to be 98, 99. Lows in the, you know, mid to high 60s. And like that through next Tuesday. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. So summer's here. And it's going to stay in the high 90s and low 100s. Hopefully. That would be nice. And doesn't, you know, go berserko. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business. Been in the business close to 30 years, started by Chuck and Judy Kenny, and three generations of the Kenny family working there. Have discounts for seniors and veterans, provide outstanding service to their customers, believe in taking care of their customers. Won awards for hiring veterans, state-level awards for hiring veterans out at their business. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Iron Man is getting closer. Iron Man, of course, is the triathlon that's coming here. And they had a conference yesterday, kind of a business conference. It's going to take over much of Redding. And when I say that, I mean the race on race day. And they won't be just limited just to the day of the Ultra Elite Race, which is on Sunday, August 16th. Some participants are already in town and training in the region's triple-digit heat. Athletes and their entourages are expected to begin arriving in earnest on August 10th, which makes sense. They're going to be here for a week to be able to ride the different routes, swim in Whiskeytown, and then do the run. Business representatives, the race organizers told business reps during a meeting yesterday, and we talked about that, get ready for an event expected to bring more than 7,000 people to town, including up to 1,600 athletes, and some of them pros competing for the pro winner's purse of $40,000 in the run, bike, swim race competition. They're going to bring in anywhere from $10 to $12 million in overall visitor spending. All of the area, it's going to be, as you can possibly imagine, something like this. It isn't like Cool April Nights or the rodeo that brings in lots of people. These are coming in from all over. And Cool April Nights brings in people from all over. It's going to be different. They're going to be out on the streets, and they're going to be racing, and they're going to be practicing. We have thousands of people that are going to be here, and this is what they were saying, many of them probably for the first time. We might want to make sure we put on our A game. Well, I think we will. I think people need to reach out to all these athletes coming in here and be friendly to them. Think of it like our own little FIFA, our mini soccer, because people will be coming in from Europe and other areas, all the United States, to race here. So I think it's cool. There's going to be road delays and closures, as many of the streets along the public course will partially close from 6 a.m. to about 12:30 on race day. And after 3 a.m. on race day, all Highway 299 between Reading and Whiskeytown will be fully closed until the final athlete completes their swim and has gotten out of the area. Now, they're going to start early, 6. I think they're in the water, and they start swimming at 6 a.m. on the 16th, that Sunday. Mile and a half, an hour. Some will do it quicker. So let's just say 2 hours. We'll be out there. So then they'll get on their bikes and head off. And when the last one clears, they'll open the road. Fan buses will carry people to the race's starting point, starting at 3 a.m. at Oak Bottom. And like I said, the race starts at 6:15 for the pro racers and 6:30 for all the rest. And athletes get priority for the buses, although spectators can also ride for free. So, Bauer said restaurants might consider extending their hours to open at 3 a.m. on race day to offer coffee and breakfast, and then remain open at night to cater to the expected global audience. So, restaurateurs have their work cut out for them. Let me see. Hotels and retailers should stock up on ice, water, and beer. We like that. So, okay. That's a big event, my friends. We got a 3-year contract with these people, but I think probably something has to do with how well we pull this thing off. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to need people out there on the aid stations, and the transition points. I'm sure they've got their own timers and all that, because it's a big thing, because they're giving away money. Or you're not giving away, but you can win money. But just people to be there to help the competitors. And you're in the middle of a triathlon, and you're pushing yourself, and it's 107 degrees out there. Yeah, lots of aid stations. Lots of water out there. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. Let's take our first break and talk about, a lot of stuff happened at, we'll do a Brook Fire update, and a lot of stuff happened at City Council and, Board of Supervisors yesterday. We'll catch up on that too. And after that, we have, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and then also at 8 o'clock, Shasta County District Attorney. So we'll be right back.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Join us Friday, July 24th for Turtle Bay's 21-plus event, Museum After Hours, featuring the summer exhibition hit, Popnology, packed with tech from the past, present, and future. Museum After Hours includes live music, a food and cash bar by Mosaic Restaurant, and plenty of things to see and do throughout the museum without the kids. Celebrate with the Pop Star Signature Cocktail, only at Museum After Hours, Friday, July 24th. Buy tickets at the door or online at turtlebay.org.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $100,000 Year of the Horsepower Swipe to Win.
Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang,
a legendary car, and a massive win.
Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play.
Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th.
Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500
for
a brand new Mustang.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to the website. Good morning. Gosh. It's a nice morning out there, and it's only going to go up to 97 today. You probably don't get as excited about that as I do. Do you? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just need something. Okay, I can't see you because of the sun. I mean, you could be in there, you could be not in there, you could be out chit chatting.
No, I'm here. I was looking up stuff. Yeah. I was reading about this AI taking over another AI. Did you hear about that?
No.
So there's an OpenAI revealed that this new GPT-56 Sol model anonymously hacked another AI with no human help. And it bypassed evaluation tests using stolen credentials and previous unknown vulnerabilities.
You're kidding. Without being told to?
Yeah.
It just did it?
Yep.
AI hacking AI.
Yep.
You know, when you read me those things, it does not make me feel better.
No.
This makes me feel better. Brookfire. They're continuing to make steady progress on the Brookfire near Bella Vista. It's burned 502 acres, is now 65% contained, 650 firefighters remain as long, as well as 34 engines and 22 bulldozers as they continue strengthening containment lines. And as you know, it started July 18th east of Redding near Elk Trail and Highland Trail. All evacuation warnings have been lifted. Fire officials remind residents to remain alert as firefighting equipment and personnel continue to be continue working there. Okay, last night, solemn night at the city council meeting dedicated to the recently passed city manager William Tarbo, and I'm still blown away by that. I had the opportunity to meet him, have lunch with him, and share a bunch of stuff, and you know, on a kind of the personal type things, you know, about things you do and all that kind of stuff. And I was just totally blown away by the news that he had died. But they said William loved the city of Redding, and we lost a very, very good man, Mike Littell, Mayor Littell, started the meeting with, and you're right. It was announced that the assistant city manager and public works director, Michael Webb, would be taking on the role of the interim city manager. And Michael was on the show. A very likable guy, very knowledgeable guy. I mean, he can talk about anything that's going on in the city. So I think it's going to be an able interim manager for sure. No timeline was given for the replacement with for Tarbo, because, you know, we went on that national search to find him. So it'll be interesting to see what they're going to do now. In the invocation, Colin Duffy said to his wife, his children, and all who loved him, "We ask you to surround them in their comfort in these difficult days. May they know they did not carry that grief alone." Now, here's the thing is, they just moved here in February, and four children, and one with special needs, and just trying to, I mean, if you can imagine the enormity of this, you know, the rock of the family, everything, that, not saying his wife is not more than competent, she is, but to have that taken away. So, if there's anything that our community can do to help them, we should reach out. And I'm sure we are. Some people were talking about the ongoing lawsuit between them, the city and the county, over the potential alternative custody site. And that's going to continue going on, it looks like, of course. Here we go. That discussion went on, too. They also approved the appointment of Robert Hank Schreeder as an interim police chief for the Redding Police Department. He retired as a full-time police chief from Santa Rosa in 2019, a city of 190,000 people. And since then, has stood in several times for other departments as an interim while they search for a full-time replacement. And he was selected after an interview process. He officially begins his first week in August. The council then moved to discuss how much the budget for the maintenance and security of the Civic Auditorium, in which they said is, they have, of course, the Ironman in August, and there's Fly Fest 2026, the International Fly Fishing Conference, in September. See, that's the first time I've heard of that. That would be interesting to see what that's about. Both of them will be using the facility and areas near it, so they've approved the recommended $5,000 one-time fee and $17,000 per month for security, fencing, and electric cost. The total cost would be no more than $107,000, which we talked about yesterday, but that they've agreed on it, with any remaining money returned to this general fund. So security patrols, $1,900, building maintenance staff, $900, this is monthly, maintenance materials, NA, contracts, $3,700, utilities, $10,500, for a total of $17,000 a month, and that comes up to $107,000. So that's been taken care of. Now, there's something else going on in the city. G Juvenile Rehabilitation Facility opens its west campus. Shasta County Juvenile Rehabilitation Facility opens its new west campus, marking a major expansion of educational and vocational opportunities for justice-involved youth. County officials say the new campus includes vocational classrooms, an industrial greenhouse, outdoor learning spaces, and the GROW program, combining traditional classroom education with hands-on workforce training. It's been developed in development since 2020 and is funded through state wards. And this works with the Shasta County Office of Education. It's designed to help eligible youth develop job skills, earn educational credits, and prepare for employment after release. Now, I taught out at the juvenile center when I first moved back to, or when I first moved to Redding. I had my teaching degree, and I became a substitute teacher for Shasta County, thinking that, you know, work a day a week or something like that. No, I could work every day. I got a phone call every morning asking me which school I wanted to go to. And I could tell them, well, not today. Or I could say, okay. So I was working 5 days a week at different schools. And one of them was juvie. The kids are locked up there for a variety of different crimes or offenses back then. But they all had to go to school. That was part of it. So this was kind of the big time of their day. They were out of themselves, and they got to come in there and mingle with each other. I started at 9 in the morning, and it was over at 3. There's no lessons, I mean, because they're all different ages. But I found ways of, you know, doing, you know, using workbooks and current events, and, you know, and having them talk about things. And when you look at these kids, I mean, some of them are just angelic, and they find out they're arsonist. Or they're a little break-in. They're a little break-in artist. That they can get into houses, and they were doing it, and they've gotten caught. And some of them were in there for 2 weeks. Some of them in there for a week. Some of them in there for several months. So you got to kind of know them. But I only did that. I did that, I think, for off and on probably 5 or 6 times while I was substitute teaching. But here's the high points of that. Yeah, you couldn't get them into a continuous lesson plan and, you know, follow their progress. But you also didn't deal with homework or parents. It was just, it was a babysitting. And you just had to make the most of it as you can with a group of different people, different age groups, and different levels of learning. And it was really interesting, that one job. Okay. Lots of other things going on. They're looking at using AI now in the county, as long as it's not, you know, it's not replacing people, but they're using it to help in their jobs, to cut back on a lot of the repetitive work, looking things up, or you can use AI instead of using hours of people trying to find this stuff. You can use AI to do all that kind of work. It just makes sense. When we come back, we've got Debbie Johnson from Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and we will be right back.
Join us Friday, July 24th for Turtle Bay's 21-plus event, Museum After Hours, featuring the summer exhibition hit, Popnology, packed with tech from the past, present, and future. Museum After Hours includes live music, a food and cash bar by Mosaic Restaurant, and plenty of things to see and do throughout the museum without the kids. Celebrate with the pop star's signature cocktail, only at Museum After Hours, Friday, July 24th. Buy tickets at the door or online at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting thin meals.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Everybody calls and say Lions!
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I was just listening to it. I kind of like that song. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindbot. Today, the 22nd of July, 7:33 in the morning. It's going to go up to 97 today, so be aware. And Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this segment of the show. It doesn't make any difference if it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff Worst can fix it. He is the windshield whisperer. Been in the business close to 30 years. There's nothing about repairing windshields that Jeff doesn't know. Takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. He fixes it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Yeah. He is from the old school. He guarantees his work and he stands by it. Not sure? How about a free inspection and analysis? Just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street and have him look at it and then fix it quickly and very reasonably priced. And, or you can call him for an appointment, 530-241-8373. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and he knows what he's doing. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Debbie Johnson, who is the president, the CEO, the head surfer, the Wetash Jefe of Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Ah, Shavon.
All of those.
I was a surfer. There would be a big splash.
The big kahuna. Okay.
Thanks, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just went on a diatribe about, I had a home and I rented it to somebody that you trust.
Exactly.
You should have trusted them. They ended up destroying the home. Dog.
Yeah. Dogs. We had those issues and, with renters too.
And so after I got it, I mean, I wasn't living there. I was heading off again, and I just sold it.
Yeah.
And I just sold it. I said, you know, it's not worth, because I wasn't going to be around there. If you lived around there, it could be on your own property manager. But the property manager, I had, she had sued her. But I don't sue people. I'm not like that. No, but I did catch her. I did set their car on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding.
There was a little car on the side of the road at Happy Valley Road that
was on fire.
Burned to the ground.
Oh, wow.
I didn't hear that on the news, so it was
and
just
you gotta watch
local
that
thing, you know, because it could start a fire.
It could start, yeah, it could start a big fire, and the wind's blowing right, and it hits, you know, and they're not taking care of the roadsides, which they're not.
It was in a spot, thankfully, that it didn't cause any
more
fire.
Wow. Yeah, we don't need another fire in Happy Valley.
I take it those people are okay, so I'm...
you hope so.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause I mean, do you have a fire extinguisher in your vehicle?
Yeah.
Well, I should.
I think I do.
I should.
If I don't, I'm... exactly, because you can get... Like that policeman that pulled that man out of that burning vehicle that made the news... The police, he stopped, engulfed. He had to break the window and pull the man out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we had a local guy do that. And remember that? The guy had gone off the road. And
right.
These two guys run down there. The car's on fire. And the guy gets the door open.
Right.
And then the guy gets out and kind of, like, wanders back into the fire, trying to get him away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
Smoke is horrible.
Yeah.
And
it's good there's people out there that do that.
There are wonderful people around.
We are surrounded by them.
We are.
Okay, so what is the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council up to these days?
Up to these days. It's only been a month or 3 weeks or something like that, so we're pretty much up to the same stuff.
Well, you show up. Others that have been scheduled by the maestro himself don't always show up.
Aww.
I always count on you.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you and the
as long as
veterans
I
home. and the Korean veterans, because that's him, Frank, and then Dick, and they come in here and they just have a good time.
It's they do. Like the that's Muppets. I have a good time.
It's kind of like the Muppets.
And so we still have our... awards banquet in January 30th, 2027.
Okay.
So nominations, folks. I've received two nominations since the last time I was on the radio. So
okay.
And
the nominations cover what?
They're nominating folks as veteran advocates for the year of 2026.
Okay.
From January to December.
Veterans advocates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's an individual award, and there's a group award, and then there's some other awards that we've implemented.
Individual and group.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shasta County's Veteran Service Office is not eligible for any of these because it's their job.
That's correct.
Okay. That was a surprise to me last time.
And we have awarded them special recognition.
Oh, sure.
And if they do it outside of their job, if they're doing something else in the community after hours, then yes, any one of those wonderful people there could be nominated.
All right. Let's see. What else? Before I ask you questions.
Oh, okay. Before you ask me questions. Well, we helped sponsor an event at Oak River Rehab last Friday, the 17th. It was called Fun in the Sun, Becca from Becca's Cafe in Anderson, her mom is there, and she found a lot of folks there that needed a little bit of fun and games and just a day, you know, just a day to help make people feel better. So we had chicken, watermelon, chips. There was an ice cream truck. Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun. And they had a petting zoo and water. There was water, but it was a little hot. So, I mean, if they wanted to splash, they could. And just a wonderful time.
People, okay.
Yeah.
And CVAC supported that.
CVAC and the AMVETS, Lady AMVETS Auxiliary, 1996.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So, if you're thinking about doing something like that, let us know.
How do people join the auxiliary if they want to do that? Do you have to have somebody in your family that's a veteran?
You have to have some. If the person that you're related to or married to is a veteran, they have to be a member of AMVETS for you to be a part of the auxiliary.
Okay.
If they are deceased, they have to have been eligible to be have been a member of AMVETS. So, okay. Like my dad, he would have been eligible to be a member.
It could be your father, your brother, or something like that.
Yeah.
And either eligible to join,
right,
or were a member.
Right. But if they are alive, they need to be a member of AMVETS.
Okay. So, all right.
Then the ladies are working hard. We just had a meeting in Willow Creek with some of our members that are in Eureka with the AMVETS 96 Riders.
Okay.
Yeah, those ladies are doing a bunch of good stuff for Auxiliary 1996 in Humboldt County.
Okay, so the next big thing you have is coming up in January, but you're busy all the time doing events. And so if they want to join, how do they do this? How do they join?
They can call me. They can call me.
Do you have, like, a Facebook page?
Auxiliary does not have a Facebook
page. Okay, so it's all by phone.
Yes.
Okay. And your phone number?
530-357-3380. That should be like the heading, right? all the time.
You all need a Facebook page. They're not that hard to run.
Oh, yeah. We do have. CVAC has a Facebook page, but the Auxiliary does not.
Oh, okay. Well,
You could go through the CVAC
and get
CVAC.us and leave a message for AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary.
Okay,
absolutely.
So if I'm on Facebook, which I am right now, and I type in
CVAC.us, there's a contact and
CVAC. Just US.
.us.
.us.
Uh-huh. And there's a way to send emails.
Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. There you go. And you can follow. And, okay.
And we are working on that. We're hoping to get that a little more user-friendly. And
but it gives you, I just followed you. I don't know why I hadn't before. But that gives you email addresses, and it's got all the information on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
And you can if anyone else says they are members of CVAC, you can reach them through that site as well. We'll get that message to them.
Yeah, it talks about what it is. Yeah. Okay, you just do scvac.us, and it takes you to Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. It talks all about it. Anything else?
Okay, no, go ask your questions.
Well, CVAC, when was it founded? Because tell people what CVAC is. I mean, when we talk about CVAC, it's like everybody knows what it is, but they don't.
I know. I'm a little not up on all of the history, but it was, I think they wanted them in every county. So Shasta County, it was created to protect the rights and interests of veterans and their dependents.
Mm-hmm.
It's a county-sponsored umbrella organization to unify the veteran community. you know, it's kind of like, so you're not stepping on other folks' fundraisers or events, and you can kind of get it all together. And we support programs benefiting veterans and their families, and our main focus is, of course, legislature and making sure our voices are heard in that arena.
It seems like the the Sacramento legislature is looking at lessening the tax burden on retired,
right,
on retirees, retired veterans.
Right. And some of those things that just got signed are going on the ballot. So look for them there when you go to vote in November.
Like what?
I think one of the tax things is that way.
Well, they reduced the, they had,
they become a proposition.
Well, the one thing they did is they reduced they took off your first 20,000. first 20,000 on your retirement pay.
They
decided not to tax, and I understand they were trying to raise it up to 40,000.
Yes.
So that's very helpful to veterans on fixed incomes.
Right.
Yeah, helps a little bit, I should say. Okay.
So read that pamphlet, or actual book that comes before you vote. Read those and make sure some of those veteran issues are addressed. We'll talk about those more later.
What haven't I asked you?
I don't know.
Well, no, I mean,
I don't know what you
do. You have
final
thoughts here.
My final thoughts. Thank veterans every day. People are doing that besides Preston. And
join the auxiliary. find out about veterans events that are going on. Help support them.
Yes.
You know, one thing that goes on all the time is when we inter those who have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got your Patriot Guard riders and your the people that escort the remains out to IGO.
Correct.
And there's, you know, you'll get two or three a week. You'll see.
Yes.
Sometimes.
That's what Tom does.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's the other one? Besides Patriot Guard riders, there's the, where they find the veterans.
Oh, Fred is doing that now. Fred.
Yeah. Well, Fred's not anymore, but his
organization. He's the cremains officer for the county veterans service.
Oh, okay. And that's office. For unclaimed. That's
yes,
for,
unclaimed missing, veterans.
Missing in America project.
There you
that's
go.
That's what it was. Okay.
And, yeah, he's now in charge of finding those folks. It's amazing that you could walk away without the remains of your loved one, but it happens in time of grief or in time of fighting with the rest of the family. I don't know. And so some urns on the shelves in some of
thousands
of our mortuaries, all
across
the country.
Yeah.
Are unclaimed veterans that need to be honored. And
the organizations go in, they research the name and everything. If it's a veteran, they make sure they're interred with full honors.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Missing American Project. Okay, well, thank you very much
for being here. Appreciate it.
You bet. Okay. Let's
have a great day, everybody.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you believe in voter ID? Supporting the legal defense for Measure B. Come join us for a great fundraising dinner and live auction Friday, July 24th at the Anderson VFW. If you believe the people, not bureaucrats, should control our elections, please consider supporting this event. Join us for a barbecue dinner with all the fixins Friday, July 24th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Doors open at 4, and for tickets, see Jones's Fort or call 530-209-2435. Supporting the legal defense for Measure B.
At the friendliest store in town, you'll find Kent's Meat and Grocery specializes in great personal service and the freshest choices of quality meats, poultry, and seafood. Featuring California-grown Old Stage Angus Natural Prime Ranch to Table certified beef, fresh produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of beers and seltzers, and of course, Cappy's Deli for sandwiches, salads, pizza, party trays, and side dishes to complete any meal. All made fresh daily. Kent's Meats and Groceries in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th. Sing along to the hits that defined a generation. Tickets start at just $55. Time marches on. Don't let the show pass you by. Get your tickets today. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Grab your boot. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's gonna be bright sunshine in bed.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carlin and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design. You can design your own piece of jewelry, and then they'll build it for you there. Yeah. Jewelry repair, cleaning, all of it. Get your watch batteries replaced, walk in, ding, walk out at very reasonable prices there, too, for doing that. They've been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. Been in the business over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, and just really nice people down there that give you full value for your money. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You get along with your family, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get along with mine, too. I just read an article where 10%, I'm sorry, up to 25% of Americans have split with their family or members of their family. About 10% are estranged from a parent or child. And 25% is estranged from or has cut ties with a close relative at any given time. We're in a culture where we emphasize fragility. Everything becomes trauma, and the solution increasingly is to split and leave, says William Doherty, a therapist and professor emeritus of a family social science at the University of Minnesota. Has researched the ways that therapy may be harmful, because therapists will say, oh, you know, that's a bad relationship. You should cut yourself off.
Yeah, they like put stuff in your head that maybe.
Yeah, you know, maybe it can be worked out. But their solution is just cutting off parts of your, you know, members of your family.
Yeah.
And they said one of the reasons, of course, is tension over politics and social issues continue to rise. Among some 7,000 estranged parents surveyed in April, a third believed the adult child's therapist had influenced or recommended the decision to end relationship. A lot of therapists are taught to believe whatever the child is saying at face value. They're forming conclusions based on one person's account. Well, you know, that's the only person they're going to see. I mean, I understand that, but there should be. The range of questions, it appears, should be more than just, what did they do, in your opinion? Oh, they were mean to me. How many times, you know, in children, little children go, you're being mean to me.
Yeah.
What? How am I being mean to you? Well, you won't let me have this ice cream, or blah, blah, blah. And then it comes out in therapy years later. Well, they were mean to me. And, I mean...
Why were they mean to you? Because you didn't get ice cream. But then that's not what they're going to say.
No, they're just being mean to me. Social media has played an outsized role in both the growing awareness of estrangement or going no contact in internet lingo and the role of therapists in it. The number of users sharing personal stories how cutoffs have improved their mental health has skyrocketed. Meanwhile, therapists and estrangement coaches have been producing a growing slew of offerings from quizzes, the emotionally immature parent assessment, to courses, navigating a family cutoff, to books, no contact, no guilt. People are coming in a therapist office and parroting what they hear on social media. They're looking for affirmation for a decision they've already made. Why are we giving all the deference only to the parents? Why aren't we believing the kids, you know, looking at the other side? They are adults. She's got, and this woman here, the family therapist, has got over 660,000 followers on Instagram and TikTok about estrangement and emotionally immature parents. I reject the argument that we should ignore the impact of abuse because it wasn't considered about 75 years ago. She wrote in a recent post. They want to go no contact with parents for everything from drunken driving with grandchildren. Well, that's a reason. To dictating future spouses. You have an adult population now that says, I'm going to stand up for myself. I'm not going to do what I've always done. Critics say the therapist, though, should be questioning the estrangement beliefs, not necessarily just affirming them. So, I had no idea it was that many. But I've heard, I mean, do you know anybody that's cut off their parents? Or other members of their family, I guess I should say, because of political or social reasons or things like that?
No. I mean, nobody that's close. I mean, nobody
you're
that
from Ohio. They don't do those things.
I mean, I'm going home tomorrow to see my family.
I know.
You know, so.
And I'm going in September to spend 6 days with my sister, who, as everybody knows, negates every federal vote I've ever made. every vote I've ever done, she negates it. She cancels me out. And but guess what?
You guys are still family.
We're still family. We still love each other. We yep. still get together and enjoy. We, you know, there's so much to talk about that just doesn't get into that. I just had dinner with a guy I haven't seen in like 3 years. Lives here in town, maybe longer. And we had a wonderful dinner. And I frankly don't know. I have an idea of how he thinks. I know how his wife thinks. But I would never, you know, had a great dinner. And cutting somebody off, a family member off, it would have to be something really harsh. And I have run out of time. So after the news, we have Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, who just walked in and sat down. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
That strategic waterway.
If we create a precedent in the Middle East where a nation state can decide that they are going to control an international waterway, charge a toll, and if you don't pay them, blow up your ships, we have created a very dangerous precedent.
The U.S. has carried out an 11th night of military strikes on Iran. It is one of the U.S. president's most solemn duties. Today, President Trump attending the dignified transfer ceremony for four U.S. service members recently killed in the Mideast. Along with the military aspect of the Iran war, Secretary of War Hegseth also dealing with having to pay for the conflict. He's fighting that battle on Capitol Hill this week.
Hegseth provided the new estimate, a $95 billion package, during a combative Senate Appropriations Committee hearing. Several times, protesters interrupted his opening remarks.
The supplemental funding request is not a substitute.
The secretary outlaid the FY26 budget request.
On the readiness front, we requested $21 billion. On the capability side, we requested $46 billion.
Hegseth said the supplemental war funding is an urgent, necessary injection of money, a generational investment in the military. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Large swath of the east has been pummeled by severe storms, flooding rains, fierce winds. Among the hardest hit states, West Virginia. Governor Patrick Morrisey has placed all of the state's 55 counties under a state of emergency. Flooding is widespread. Tropical storm Bertha expected to make landfall along the Louisiana Gulf Coast late tonight or early tomorrow morning. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 58 points, the Nasdaq 74 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you tired of feeling lousy? Maybe you had a scare at your last checkup or just walking hurts? When enough is enough, call PhD Weight Loss. When I had enough 4 years and 53 pounds ago, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I'm Mike Gallagher for PhD Weight Loss. Best phone call I ever made. They were right with me. They still are today. Right now, mention Mike. You'll get 2 free weeks added to the program, and they'll pay for the cost of your food. $1,500 value. Call 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900 or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule at half the price of traditional marketplace plans. See why believers across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Ukraine is pushing ahead with its fight against Russia under new military leadership. President Zelensky has fired his army chief after public pressure, announcing his successor.
Making the announcement, the president thanked General Sirsky and said a significant path had been traveled. His replacement is the much younger Mykhailo Drapaty, a man with a distinguished record of his own and, crucially, a friend of the ousted defense minister Mykhailo Fedorov. Mr. Fedorov called his appointment a breath of fresh air and a renewed source of hope. That will go some way towards reassuring thousands of protesting Ukrainians that their voices have been heard. But they will also want to know that Mr. Fedorov, seen as the driving force behind much of the military's recent innovation, will continue to play a central role.
The BBC's Paul Adams. At least 999 people have died from the Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo, a grim toll in what's already been declared the fastest Ebola outbreak in history. Townhall.com. Not so fast on the release of a Columbia University activist.
A federal appeals panel in New York reverses a lower court decision ordering the release of pro-Palestinian activist Mohsen Mahdawi, a legal permanent resident, opening the door to his rearrest. Madawi is a student protest organizer who the Trump administration spent more than a year trying to deport. He's been appealing a removal order in immigration court. In their unanimous decision Tuesday, the panel found the federal judge overstepped by intervening before the case moved through immigration courts. The ruling mirrors a separate appellate panel's decision earlier this year against Mahmoud Khalil, a former classmate of Madawi's at Columbia University. Julie Walker, New York.
OpenAI says its artificial intelligence system hacked into another AI company all on its own. OpenAI calls it an unprecedented cyber incident. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to our website, takes you to archives for our local shows, news, weather, veterans, things, all types of stuff on our website there. It also has a list of all of our shows for the whole week. If you're wondering who's on, just look at that and you can get a good idea. Tomorrow, Mayor Mike Littow is going to join us. And a lot of stuff going on over at the city. I'm sorry that we were off the air on the FM yesterday because of, it was a power outage up at South Fork. It wasn't us. Just the whole place was down, I guess. And the, backup generator wasn't performing like it should have, from what I understand. So, but they got it fixed and put us right back on the air later on in the day. Today, like I said, is the 22nd of July. Ben's here, and he's got a...
National Mango Day.
Mango Day. Okay, that's it. Mango.
Hammock Day, too.
Oh, and Hammock Day.
Yeah, Lady Day.
Have you seen those reels of the bears in a hammock? A bear trying to get into a hammock. What?
Eating a mango.
Eating a mango, trying to get into a hammock. Yeah, that's right. I've had, has anybody ever gotten on a hammock and not fallen out of a hammock?
I love hammocks.
Well, I know, but.
They're great. I don't fall out.
Never? You've never gotten into a hammock and it's rolled on you?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Happened, somewhere. Yeah. But, you know, yeah. Once you understand the physics of a hammock. Today, sunny and hot, high near 97. Hey, we're going to have wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour today, so don't do anything that's going to be sparking out there in the hinterlands where there could be fire. Tonight, clear and a low around 67. Now, through next Tuesday, it's going to be like this, in the high 90s or the low 100s. Sunday, 100 degrees. Next Tuesday, 100 degrees. So it's no relief in sight here, but the only relief is it's only at 99 and 100, and it's not baking quickly up into the triple digit 108, 110, and that kind of stuff. So, and it gets cool at night. That makes it – it really does make it bearable. When you live in places like Phoenix and other places, it's 105 during the day, and it's like 90 at night. You can't get away from it. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Redding, out of Anderson. Been in the business close to 30 years, provide outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans out there to help their customers. They truly do take care of their customers at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and good people, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And another good person, Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, that was cute.
I know, I'm like yawning and stretching. It's freezing in here. So
it's not freezing. It's 70 degrees.
70 is freezing.
And the reason is because my producers and they're surrounded by equipment, and it gets hot in there. So it's the only way we can keep him comfortable. And either that or he strips down to his skivvies, and that's not something that really we want to do. So good morning.
Good morning.
Has anything... it's been a couple months since you've been on.
Yeah.
Has in the last time you were on, and I was, you know, frothing.
Yeah, that's leading up to budget.
Frothing at the mouth because we're short so many DAs.
Right.
We had four of them leave at one time, and it all goes down. According to them, from what I've read, and listening to what they've said and written, it had nothing to do. They liked working here. They've got their families here. It all comes down to money.
Right.
They can't. They needed more money.
Right.
And they could go and not even leave their home, but they just commute and make $40,000 a year more minimum.
Right. To Butte County.
Butte County.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the budget.
Right.
Tell me that there was great news.
Lukewarm news.
Okay.
I would say. So,
something moved forward, though.
Like, pay has not been addressed. That is the only long-term factor that we need. And unfortunately, I guess we are about 2 months out, and I haven't had any follow-up from the county that they're working on that issue. So that's disappointing. One thing that they did give is, the retention bonuses. You and I talked about that to try to retain our current staff. Now, I had wanted retention bonuses over 3 years, so they get, you know, so there's a promise they get one this year, next year, and the following year. In order to kind of.
And how much were those bonuses?
$10,000 per year.
Okay, now $10,000. That's a bump up.
Maybe it was $15,000. I actually don't recall.
Just say $12,000. Just say $1,000 a month.
I actually think it's $15,000, but go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, but it's still, hey, we want you to stay here. And do you give it to them lump sum, or is it over the year?
It's going to be lump sum.
Okay.
So, but what was approved was a retention bonus just for 1 year, and that's going to be paid. The first week in January, so and that's for attorneys that have been with the office, not anybody who's just started in the last year or two, because they received a sign-on bonus.
Okay.
So it did exclude them. It exclude people who haven't received that.
How much is a sign-on bonus?
$15,000. That's why I believe our retention bonus is $15,000 as well.
Okay.
So those who didn't get a sign-on bonus are going to get a retention bonus one time in January of this year. So, you know, that's good. That's a step in the right direction, you know, a very small step in the right direction. I think it needs to be brought back Alan Long said that he would, and I believe that he will. We have chatted a little bit since then about getting it back on to address the next 2 years worth of retention bonuses. So we do have that, and I, you know, the hope is that that's going to be something to help hold on to people while at some point they address the pay disparity.
Does the county executive officer have a glass window going into his office?
Like to view out.
Yeah, so
outside.
You can see.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. If you remember Zero Dark 30 and Jessica Chastain, how you go up there every day and you write on there 15K. And it's been this many days, and then walk out. I mean, and just every day write it on there.
Write it on there.
With the That's how many funny. Days it's been like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, frankly, it'd be pretty cool.
That's an interesting approach. Nobody has proposed before, but
there you go.
So
hey, you can't forget.
Yeah. So we did get that, and then we got an extra $35,000 to implement some AI technology to hopefully streamline and make up for some of the things that are taking a long time to put some AI processes in place to make things a little easier for attorneys.
Now, Plummer came in.
Yeah.
Matt came in. Mm-hmm. We talked about this. It's not to take people's places,
right?
As it is to start doing, like you were saying, where you go through all of these cases and have AI do it, but you made them put in where they found it, so they just wouldn't make stuff up,
right?
But it saved you countless hours, and now you're getting even more assistance in that can go through all of the paperwork and pull things.
Right. So it's going to help the attorneys that we have right now with their existing caseload. So instead of, you know, they have way more cases than they should, given the amount of lack of prosecutors that we have, so that they'll be able to, you know, you take a video that's 3 hours long on a case, but we really are only interested in, you know, where the gun was found or where the fight occurred or, you know, some specific thing. It makes it much easier for us to put that video into the AI system, give parameters of what we want it to find. It finds those. We can jump to those locations and then, like, back up 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever to get full context.
So it goes right through the video.
It'll go through.
That's huge.
It can go through videos. It can go through, you know, documents, audio calls, so all of that. And we're in the process of getting that implemented. I believe within the next month we'll have that up and running. So that's going to be a good thing.
Well, that's it is good.
Yeah,
and here's how AI can help you.
Yeah.
This is something, you know, people worry about taking over jobs, but to have something that takes, they can go through hours and hours, and they add it again, and hours of video and stuff, and get it to you in just a few minutes.
And documents, going through them and say, you know, hey, write every name that comes up in there and give me a summary of what they said and what pages it appears on. And it can organize your witnesses. It can organize stuff. It's not going to take away from you having to go and, like, read it, but now you can do it in a more organized fashion.
Yeah.
Or what arguments do you see in here on why they did X, Y, and Z, or what defense arguments there are. So it can actually just, like, enhance our ability
to work
the case.
Well, that's the idea behind it.
Yeah.
It's an enhancement, not a replacement.
Right.
Because the person is still the one that's making the decisions, that's reading it, and has to come to that conclusion.
Right.
It's not going to be just an AI conclusion.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right, two separate divisions, insurance and financial, and Judy Maxwell knows how to run this office. She's been helping our community since 1993. Everybody, families, veterans, seniors, business owners, everybody. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, but with all of the stuff that's going on with insurance, and we talk about hardening your home and hardening the area out there, does that make a difference? How about where your 401 is with the, you know, stock market going up and down, the price of gold, should I get involved in gold, all of these. How about a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans and your financial plans? Give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. Set up a time. It's free, and they can go through your stuff and your documents, and maybe they can save you money. Maybe they can make you money. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with Judy, and we're happy. We'll be right back with Shasta County District Attorney.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join us Friday, July 24th for Turtle Bay's 21-plus event, Museum After Hours, featuring the summer exhibition hit, Popnology, packed with tech from the past, present, and future. Museum After Hours includes live music, a food and cash bar by Mosaic Restaurant, and plenty of things to see and do throughout the museum without the kids. Celebrate with the pop star's signature cocktail, only at Museum After Hours, Friday, July 24th. Buy tickets at the door or online at turtlebay.org.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong. NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran-owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, born for life.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for big wins and high-stakes excitement? Look no further than Bingo Edwin River Resort and Casino. They're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. Life-changing jackpots are waiting. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan-favorite paper-only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits a big. So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:21 here on the 22nd of July. It's going to be 97 today, and with the winds picking up. Another lovely day right here in downtown Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track. Now to reserve an ER treatment time. That's right. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home. And then pick a time and go on in and be seen. Now, they're going to ask you a couple questions. You can do it online, of course, at ShastaRegional.com. Click on Fast Track. They're going to make sure it's not life-threatening. You got chest pains or bleeding or things like that. They're going to tell you to come in right now. But if it's like the gastrointestinal kind of stuff, and you would just as soon stay at home and have those problems, the flu or things like that, use Fast Track. Again, ShastaRegional.com and click the Fast Track Now tab. And I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We missed last month. You do things. I mean, you've got like a real job.
I can't always make it every month. I try very hard.
You do appreciate that. You know, I appreciate the guests that come on here on a regular basis to tell our listeners what's going on in town. Like tomorrow, Mike Letow, when he comes on, I got a lot of questions for him. And I mean, right now, the city of Reading has taken, I mean, you do not expect your city manager to die. You just don't expect it. And especially somebody that's been here long enough as he had to start things moving.
Right.
And then now what happens? Webb is, we had Webb on. His, well, it'll be the interim. He is a go-getter, it appears, too. So, But what we're doing with the Civic, what we're doing with, you know, the budget and all these things going on, there's a lot of questions for Mike tomorrow. But for you, you're going into budget, or you did go into budget hearings, and...
Yeah, we were just talking about getting the AI program and the retention bonuses.
Right.
You know, and I really at budget hearings, those were two things that we need to do right now, because I do realize changing pay impacts my office, public defenders, and county council, because they're all the legal attorney positions in the county, and there's unions and all of that get involved in negotiations. So I know that pay is a longer process that needs to be done. However, I made sure I brought up that has continued to be an issue. It's been an issue that I've been talking about for a couple of years now. And with Butte County substantially increasing the amount that they pay, I mean, that's a prosecutor's office that, as you said, can be driven to easily and commute, especially...
Well, they passed
a sales tax.
Sales tax.
Absolutely.
Increase, and which allows them to do a lot of these things, like Anderson did, that allowed them to bring their police up to a full...
And you see how wonderful that was for the city of Anderson.
Work for them.
And that's the thing, is that... I agree. I do. I don't like taxes. I think we're overtaxed in California. I definitely feel that way. But I feel very strongly, and the Constitution supports this feeling, that public safety is the number one priority of government, and it needs to be funded appropriately. So
public safety, the borders, a standing army, and infrastructure. Beyond that, now it's nice to have.
Yeah, keeping our community safe. So, you know, unfortunately, I really do feel it will take a public safety tax at some point. Now, it can't be a public safety tax that we've seen in the past where, okay, well, let's add this, let's add roads, let's add parks, let's add
because
start
people,
adding a bunch of stuff.
But I thought the last one was pretty narrow.
The city one?
I thought that was pretty narrow.
Well, it
still went down in flames.
It still went down, and I don't think it was narrow enough, and I think that Butte County is a very good illustration of theirs. Theirs was public safety, and then they had a small piece for the library, and that was it. Public safety plus their some funds to their library. And outside of that,
Safety includes not only DA's office, it goes to the sheriff's office. This is a county one. It goes to the sheriff's office, it goes to the jail. And it goes to the public defenders.
Probation. And fire.
What else?
Fire. We add
fire
in there.
And that's it.
And that's, you know, the core.
Not roads, not raises or anything. This just goes to...
That is the core things. If there is a fire, we need to have enough fire personnel and the fire investigators. I have fire investigator, sheriff's office. We are all involved when there's these big fires or any fires. My office does the prosecution for arson cases. So that fire piece needs to have the appropriate funding. And then when you look at the criminal justice system, I personally don't feel like I would ever support a tax that was giving only one or two pieces of the public safety system. Like, oh, okay, we're going to give the jail and RPD, we're going to increase them by a lot, but we're not even going to mention the DA's office or public defender or other pieces.
It's
a system. And if the system is not increased,
it's a symbiotic system.
Absolutely.
They all have to be on level footing because...
Right.
If not, then the system breaks down, and it breaks down quickly.
Absolutely, and unless there is a public safety tax that comes forward that says, here, let's look at what the entire system looks like and what the entire system needs in order to come up to standards to keep us safe together, I don't think it passes, and I don't think it's something I would even want to support because it is very, very important. And I know I hear the arguments all the time, but if we give a whole bunch more money to... the public defenders, let's just say, through a tax, then what the money that we were giving them from general fund, we can shift that and give it to you. So don't worry. There'll be extra money for you. That's not how it works.
No.
I know that is just not how it works. That's empty promises that has no guaranteed money. We have to have a public safety tax that guarantees money to the areas that need it in public safety to actually make a difference, and for our community to have faith and trust in it, that it has to be written in there, because people just don't trust the government.
And you know what? And here's the funny thing. And that started another thank you to COVID. It started right there. I don't think, you know, there was before. It was kind
it,
of,
it was
know,
there before. It just
it was there, but it
was increased exponentially.
Oh my gosh, by thousands of percent.
Absolutely.
You don't trust the government. Yeah. So now when the government says, and you know, then they'll bring back salaries. Well, look how much money they're making. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was done then. You know, the money that would come from a tax increase is not to give raises. It's to build and to make our public safety functional, where it can then be on a level playing ground with other areas.
I was gonna say, unless raises are needed to get us to a level playing field.
Yeah, well,
because that is part of the problem.
That would be it. And it would be raises, but that would just be to level the playing ground. It's not to see who gets paid the most.
Right. To make us
Tarbo
competitive.
Tarbo took less money.
Yeah.
To sign up to be the city manager here. And he knew he was taking a pay cut because he believed that by the time he was finished, people would realize his worth and he would be paid what he was worth.
Sure.
And I'm just using Tarbo as an example.
Sure.
But to get the basic people here, you have to be able to compete.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And until we do that, people are just going to keep feeling the impact, unfortunately.
Well, I've got a question for you when we come back from this break.
Okay.
And it's about contractors. Okay. And we'll chit-chat during the break. But, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway. Founded 1960, been in the same location since 1967. There's Elkheads on the wall, and there's Jackalopes, and there's all these police patches in there, and the TV set's on. You got two TV sets, so you can watch golf, which seems to be the favorite thing right now. They have some magazines, catch up on your Saturday Evening Post, or American Rifleman, or Car and Track, those kind of things. No, they're not girly magazines at all. So you can leave your kid in there, let him read the magazines. He's safe. Never had a bad haircut there. Tim and Logan, two just real personable young men. And it is a great place to get a haircut. I haven't had my haircut anywhere else since 2007 when I first found them. They take appointments, which always is good. It works on my schedule. And I call them at 530-244-9478. Or you can go to Booksy, Redding, Cypress Square Barbershop and set it up that way. Not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Every haircut, America made. We'll be right back.
Do you believe in voter ID? Supporting the legal defense for Measure B? Come join us for a great fundraising dinner and live auction Friday, July 24th at the Anderson VFW. If you believe the people, not bureaucrats, should control our elections, please consider supporting this event. Join us for a barbecue dinner with all the fixins Friday, July 24th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Doors open at 4, and for tickets, see Jones's Fort or call 530-209-2435. Supporting the legal defense for Measure B.
At the friendliest store in town, you'll find Kent's Meat and Grocery specializes in great personal service and the freshest choices of quality meats, poultry, and seafood. Featuring California-grown Old Stage Angus Natural Prime Ranch to Table certified beef, fresh produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of beers and seltzers, and of course, Cappy's Deli for sandwiches, salads, pizza, party trays, and side dishes to complete any meal. All made fresh daily. Kent's Meats and Groceries in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Join us Friday, July 24th for Turtle Bay's 21-plus event, Museum After Hours, featuring the summer exhibition hit, Popnology, packed with tech from the past, present, and future. Museum After Hours includes live music, a food and cash bar by Mosaic Restaurant, and plenty of things to see and do throughout the museum without the kids. Celebrate with the pop star's signature cocktail, only at Museum After Hours, Friday, July 24th. Buy tickets at the door or online at turtlebay.org.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your tickets.
Dust off those boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Parker.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit readingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You all wonder what we talk about during the breaks, and it was very, I don't even know if it's classified or not, but what we ended up talking about is where you get your hay from.
Yeah.
I told her about the Hay King. That's his name, the Hay King. His name's Brian, and you can find him on Facebook or give me a call or something, and I'll give you his phone number, but he delivers it. He's got the low starch, low sugar hay. It's been tested. He's got the test results, and he delivers it right to your location, and they unload the truck and stack it where you want it to be, which in delivery is a buck a hay, a buck a bale.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it is more than worth
it. More than worth
it. When you're moving 120-pound bales of hay.
We're frequently talking horses during the break.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm with Shasta County DA. Stephanie Bridget. Okay. You know, when we left, we were talking about public safety. We were talking about taxes. And you know, the fact is four times, at least four times since I've lived here, They've tried the tax increase, and it has failed. Every one of them has failed miserably. Yeah. Not even close.
Yes. It hasn't even been close. So.
Yeah, it hasn't even been close. And I don't know what it's going to take. But when they do, they bring back, oh, look at all the salaries they're getting. Well, you can't do anything about that. The only thing you can do is go forward.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, at what level? And that's what, because how many DAs are you short right now? Or assistant DAs?
Gosh, I'd say off the top of my head, I think six or seven.
Because
we have been able to hire two brand new people without, you know, just straight out.
Out of school.
Yeah.
And so now you've got to train them. It probably takes...
Oh, it's a good year before they're kind of up and fully independent on their own.
Yeah, it's one thing to understand the law, but then you go up against a defender who's been doing this for 10 years. Yeah. Now, has anybody given any thought to contract employees?
Contract employees?
I think that maybe we've come to that point. And I don't even know if you can do it in the legal field, where we have to take a look at contracting jobs out in the city and the county. You may pay more up front, but you don't have the retirement or the medical.
Right.
So you can save money there. And contracting, you know, certain services out. Can you do that in the legal field?
So just speaking in the criminal law field, I'll address this two ways. First, on the defense side, public defender side.
Why do we have public defenders? Many cities don't have those.
A lot do. Most of the state does. And I think there's some pending legislation or talk of legislation that would require public defenders in every county and office. But to that end, the public defender's office doesn't handle every case we do because there are private defense attorneys. So when a public defender's office gets to the point where they have too much work, can't handle the hate caseloads, then yes, it's contracted out to local defense attorneys because there is a pool of local attorneys who know the work, they're there already. And
they
everything.
Get a set fee.
Right. But when you look and you shift to the prosecution side, that's not the case. There's not, you know, other prosecutors in town doing their own independent cases because this is a constitutional position where I'm charged with handling all the prosecutions for the county. We have different, much higher ethical standards under the California ethical rules and the nationwide rules. So it's not easy for us to just say, okay, well, I'm going to go to this civil firm and sign that firm up and pass cases off to them.
And most of them probably don't have that prosecutor mindset or the training.
They don't have the experience. So what we do, like right now, we have two retired prosecutors. So they did their full careers as prosecutors, and now they work part-time for us. Both of them. One of them fully remote, handling some of our post-conviction work, and one that's in town that's done some post-conviction, helps with some filing. That is kind of like what we look for is someone who has had a career as a prosecutor, and now we can bring them in. We can deputize them.
And they're a contract
and
type guy.
They are part-time.
Part-time.
They're part-time employees.
Well, how many public defenders are there?
In the public defender's office?
Yes.
I don't know. They have like, I want to say like 18 somewhere.
Oh, 18.
There. Yeah, I don't know.
What
the
if you
number.
Shift, since their case overloads get too big and you just shift it out into the community at a set fee, why not just shift funding for five of them over to your place?
Well, the funding...
Because they'll still have a public defender's office.
County's still paying for it, whether it's public defenders are in that office or the county's paying the private attorneys. And they actually pay the private attorneys more money than if the public defender's office was fully staffed.
But they're not paying for their medical or their retirement.
True, but I think that those numbers have been run and looked at, and it is cheaper on the whole to have a public defender's office.
Okay. Well, I didn't say all of them. I just said like five of them. And then you still have your public defenders.
Yeah.
Makes all the little lawyers running around out there happy because they'll have a job. How many lawyers do you think are in? This is totally unfair. A totally unfair question. I understand that.
Okay.
How many lawyers do you think are in Reading?
Oh, in Reading? Oh, gosh, yeah. I don't know.
Would you say 100?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely at least 100.
Oh, definitely. If not more, I think.
If not 200.
Yeah. I mean, just because I think about the number in the criminal.
Ben, see if you can find out how many lawyers there are in Redding, California.
Because if you just look at the criminal prosecutors and defense attorneys, we're up. I mean, it's got to be at least 50 plus because my my office is slated for 28. We don't have 28 right now. Yeah. And then the public defenders, 18 plus all the private attorneys, we're 50 plus or more just with criminal defense attorneys.
Probably over 200 attorneys here in
Redding. You factor in
and
all
they all seem
civil,
to be busy.
And they're all very busy. This is true.
If you look up Google, AI says there's between 220 and 290 licensed lawyers.
Living in Redding. In Shasta County or just in Redding?
In Redding.
In Redding.
Oh, okay.
So then
that's
you,
a lot.
Yeah, then you go down to Anderson and Shasta Lake and those places. Burning. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but like I said, it's we don't have a bunch of retired prosecutors living in Shasta County that we can draw upon, unfortunately.
I'm sure that you've just, I know you're thoroughly searching for ways to help. Them.
Every possible way that we can. We are
so it's going to come down to is they're going to have to budget for more at a higher at a higher rate.
And the practical impact is once you get to the point that we're at is that we cannot and are not filing and prosecuting all the cases that we used to file and prosecute. So it has a real impact to the community when we get to this low of staffing and we are unable to get people to who even want to apply to come here because of they are looking. When you are searching for a job, you're going to look at pay. You're going to say, oh, I want to move to Northern California. Let's look at Sacramento, Butte County, Tehama, Shasta. Let's look at all that and decide where I want to go. And that's going to be a big factor.
Living in a beautiful place with nice people is only goes so far.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to finish strong. We'll be right back.
It's time to turn up the heat.
Get ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Humps are back.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
A steamy two-night event. Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd.
Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fee.
Include $10 free slot play.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls us Alliance. Yeah.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Tomorrow, Mike Littow from the City Council, Redding City Council, will join us, and there's a lot of news of tragedy of William Tarbo dying. And then, but a lot of stuff happening over there with the Civic and all the different things that are happening around here in the city. Your forecast today is going to go up about 97, going to be wind gusts up to 23 miles an hour, and the rest of the week, about the same, my friends. So a couple of days at 100, next Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. So it's going to be like that. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget, and we talked about budget. We talked about being short seven prosecutors. That's not getting any better. Though there have been things in the budget they're giving. They did give a one-year retention bonus, and that helps. And they have sign-on bonuses, too, for the new people.
We've had those for a couple years now.
Yeah, okay. And that's and both those are like 15 grand.
Right.
Yeah. Not 30, not 60.
And then that AI money for some AI extension.
Which is really going, it really helps in that drudgery work.
Sure.
Where you're constantly, you have to look through all these videos or all these trial transcripts, and AI can go through there and pick that stuff out. You know, you give it its parameters. Now, you said the state has just done something.
Oh, well, well they're in the process of doing something. I just wanted to...
Bringing grizzly bears back?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. On top of our wolves, right? So, you know, just kind of giving you guys an update on some pending legislation that have... You know, it's pretty far through the legislation, so I legislative process, so I feel it's going to pass. The one maybe we talk about right now is diversion. So, you know, we use various diversion programs in my office. We have, you know, let's say pre-filing diversion. So before we even file a case, if let's say the person has no record and there's other reasons why, we might give them an opportunity to complete a program and show proof and we don't file the case, so they get a chance. And then there's other situations where we file a case, and there's different statutory laws that allow for defense to request diversion if they meet the parameters. And sometimes we agree, and they get diversion. So now what is pending is AB 2108, and it's a new misdemeanor diversion program. It kind of takes that whole discretionary process out of it to a big extent. It's a state mandated program, and it is a mandated program that puts significant work on my office and the probation office with, again, no funding coming for this program whatsoever. What it does is basically if we are going to file misdemeanor theft cases, a variety of charges or misdemeanor vandalism, at our filing stage, we as prosecutors are required to do a diversion eligibility review. We have to go through their record. We have to go through, meet all the requirements in this bill to say, we want to file this case. Does this person meet the new law under 2108 to allow them to get diversion? Then it mandates us when we go to court, we have to have filed a motion or a I don't know if it's a formal motion, but or a declaration with the court for that case, or make an oral declaration in court saying this person that we filed this case on is eligible for diversion under AB 2108. Here are the reasons why they're eligible. And then, so it kind of shifts that work to us to not only be the ones filing the case, but also deciding what they're eligible for, and then proactively letting the court and the defense attorney know. So it puts on a huge extra, like, filing and pre-arraignment work into the DA's office that we don't currently do, which is going to cause extra time, filing time, extra resources. And then the next part of this is that if they're granted diversion under this program, the probation department has to monitor them throughout that entire diversion program. They do not do that. They missed our probation department, and I'm sure you've talked with probation. They are involved with the supervising felons. They are, that is their primary function, is to supervise felons. They don't, if there is a misdemeanor case where someone's on probation, that's an informal probation. They don't have a supervisor, and certainly if they're on diversion on a misdemeanor case, they would not have a probation officer. This is a state mandate that the probation department must have probation officers to supervise diversion on misdemeanor cases. That is going to increase that, and what the DA's office now would have to do under this bill would increase our costs and the cost to the county exponentially. And the bill has zero funding mechanism in it for the counties.
How much is that going to cost?
It's going to cost a ton of money. There's been some work put together.
Is that like a buttload? Which, by the way, is a real measurement. By the way, it has to do with wine, but it's kind of hard to measure.
That's
that.
That's funny. So when I did my research and I looked at El Dorado County, who's done some in-depth breakdown on actual costs, and they have very similar size of staffing and yeah, county and everything sure, to our office. They estimated the cost rising to approximately $837,000 the first year just to implement it, and that to raise to about $1.1 million ongoing afterwards just for that county to implement this program. And that is money that would just come out of the general fund. Of our county, and that the true fiscal statewide impact would be anywhere from $100 to $200 million per year, borne by counties. This is again the state saying you have to do X, Y, and Z as they've continued to do year over year over year. In my experience, really starting in the last 15 years. And just continuing to pass down state mandates onto counties and not providing us any funding, which ends up getting us in a large part to where we are now, where we, you know, we have all these, this extra work that we have to do on top of, you know, just the everyday crime that's referred to us from law enforcement. But we have to jump through all these extra hoops with the new legislation for individual cases that make each case take so much longer. And then when a person does maybe eventually go to prison or get a felony conviction, murder down to anything else, really, there's so much post-conviction law that we have to fight the cases on the back end to keep them in prison. And we're not paid extra. Those are all unfunded state mandates as well.
And then they're closing prisons too.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the whole thing is, it's not that the state doesn't make enough money. The state just spends too much money. I mean, you know, we all know that.
Spend too much money, and they focus it on whatever the project du jour is for whoever that governor is.
We're still spending billions on the train to nowhere. If you think that they would just take 10% of that and pay for some of these programs.
Yeah.
Because they must know the counties, especially the northern counties.
Yeah.
Don't have the money to do this, and yet they keep piling it off.
Exactly. And so another part of this, indirectly but kind of directly, and I feel a certain level of purposeful thinking on their part in bringing forth legislation like this ties into emptying out their prisons, because these misdemeanor theft cases, if they're all going to be getting diversion now, what can't we do? We can't take advantage of Prop 36 for repeat offenders to get someone to state prison, because now we don't have those prior convictions because they all got diversion. So it's kind of a backdoor way of gutting our recent success on getting Prop 36 passed by the voters.
And they didn't put money into that anyway, though, did they, in the budget?
Prop 36 was it was voted on by the people. It wasn't legislation.
Right.
And all of our attempts to get the government to fund it have fallen on deaf ears. They haven't funded it, but we've still been implementing.
They didn't want it, so they're not going to fund it.
Right, so we've been implementing it still. So now let's pass legislation that's going to undermine what the voters passed in Prop 36. So it's just a continued way of how can we whittle away the criminal justice system to help support their goal of emptying out these prisons so that they don't have to pay for them. And the money can go towards the projects or whatever the current local government, statewide government feels is their project of the year. Ignoring
well, that's a good way to end up.
Ignoring the fact that public safety is constitutionally the first requirement for everyone to meet, whether it's state, local, federal, public safety is the number one constitutional requirement.
Well, I'm glad we don't have any more time because I'm sure it won't get any better. So, Stephanie Bridget, thank you very much for everything you do for our people in our county and fighting this fight. And don't give up. I know there's times when something comes down like this when you just, how am I supposed to do this with a budget that already the northern counties are having problems with? So,
yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well,
and
thanks for having me.
Tomorrow, like I said, Mayor Mike Littow is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Plus, we have another organization here at 7:30. So, have a good day. It's going to be hot, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.